Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamites in Mesechah Shabbos is the topic of filtering water on Shabbos that jumps right out of the Gemara on Kuf Lamites and Mabez straight into the Shulchan Aruch in the halachas of Borer in Simin Shin Yud Tes. The Gemara on Kuf Lamites and Mabez had told us that Ze'iri had said a fascinating halacha. Even though our Mishnah had said that to filter wine on Shabbos would be prohibited, nevertheless, Ze'iri gives us a fascinating exception. And the exception of Ze'iri is that if it's Mayim Tzilulim, if it's wine that is clear, then in such a case, the halacha is, one is allowed to filter it on Shabbos. Now, why would a person want to filter it? What is Ze'iri's logic? What we will do is understand the opinion of Ze'iri in a way that would not be classic of our Iyun Shir of looking into the Rishonim, but would be through the prism of the halacha and then apply it to the halachos of filtering water on Shabbos. In Simin Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud, the Mechaber brings down Ze'iri's halacha. Yayin omayim shem tzulin, wine or water that's clear, mutar lasananon bimishmeres, you're allowed to filter it with a filter. And the Ramah adds, va'af al pi shiyesh bo kasam in dakin, and even if it has small pieces of wood, ho'ol v'ru'uyin, or small flints, ho'ol v'ru'uyin lishtos b'lav hachi. Since nevertheless, it is ra'uy to drink without the filtering, a person would drink without it, it will be permissible. What the Smag is doing in this Ramah is doing two things. Number one is he's saying that even if the water is not entirely clear, but there are impurities that don't impede, two IMP words, the impurities don't impede our drinking, in such a case, it will be acceptable. Why? Well, that gets back to the logic of Ze'iri. And for that matter, Vadmei Vinyavin, it gets back in the logic of the Mishnah as we explained in the Daf Yomi Shir. And that is that if the water or wine is drinkable beforehand, the Mechaber says that this halacha doesn't only apply to wine, it also applies to water, then in such a case it's not an Isser of Borer. What is the Isser of Borer? The Isser of Borer is taking something that wasn't a food item or wasn't a drink. This is how Rav Nevin Sal Shlita explains in the beginning of Simin Shin Yud Tes, and it was developed earlier in other Achronim as well. Tikun Hamaychel, Tikun Hamashke. However, if the Mashke or the Ocha was already prepared and you're nevertheless filtering it, that does not qualify as the Yisra of Borer. Hence, for someone who would drink water, whether the water was filtered or not, we have a Beferish Gemara that says that you could do the exact same act of filtering, and nevertheless, you will not have an Isser of Borer. How do we define whether the drink was drinkable or not? There are some crazy people out there that will drink things that have a tremendous amount of impurities. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Daled, it goes after Rov B'nei Adam. If Rov B'nei Adam will drink this without the filtering, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable for you to filter it as long as Rov B'nei Adam would drink it without filtering. I've mentioned in the past that often, in many instances, I can't make a shvua that Rav Nevin Sal would say this as well in this instance, but in many instances, Rav Nevin Sal has pointed out that the expression rov does not mean the majority of people, but means the derech, that it's very common for people to. So it might not need, according to Rav Nevin Sal, a statistical majority. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that there is a chumrah from the Bach that says that only if everybody would drink it this way. I have discussed in the Shiurim, in the Gros Kollel, why this Bach, one does not have to be Machmir for, even though it's quoted as Yesh Machmirim Bizman Hazeh, when it comes to most cases of filtered water, and ultimately, Rav Nevenzel agreed with that argument, and therefore we return back to the bottom line that one could even argue l'kulei alma, it would be acceptable as long as the water was considered normally drinkable for people. There is a great observation that I heard in the name of Rav Belsky in the fascinating give and take that sprung on the scene in New York City about 7 or 8 years ago when it came to the bugs that were found, the copiads, if I'm not mistaken, that were found in the water in New York City. As I heard it reported, two fascinating things. Number one is, how were these bugs discovered? Again, many of you might be familiar that there was a discussion because there were tiny organisms that were visible to the naked eye, but not visible as bugs to the naked eye, that were found in the water. Different poskim gave different psakim, kedarkam bekodesh, in the nature of Mechamta Shel Torah. Ultimately, there was some understanding that was reached with most kashrus organizations, and different talmidim followed different things based on their rabbeim. How it was found, how the bugs were found is fascinating. It was in a time that there was our beautiful yishuv in Gush Katif was still standing. There was lettuce. Of course, it's well known that Gush Katif, they used to grow lettuce that didn't have bugs, because it was many of it was because it was grown in hydroponically or it was grown in special greenhouses. Anyhow, they were sent to America, and there were mashkichim that were checking the romaine lettuce before Pesach from Gush Katif, and they found bugs. They called up Gush Katif and said, "There, you have defective material." In Gush Katif, they couldn't believe it. They said, "There's no way, there's no bugs on the leaves." They say, "No, we found tiny bugs. Can't be." They said, "Check the water." And sure enough, the bugs, the Gush Katif lettuce did not have bugs. But the water in New York City did have bugs. There was a big discussion in the poskim whether that means that one needs to filter to make sure that these bugs do not appear in one's drinking water, but chas v'chali won't be over many isurim of being of drinking shkatzim or not. We won't review those positions now. Rav Belsky Shlita, one of the great Talmidei Chacham in America, pointed out that he was of the opinion, if I'm not mistaken, if it was reported to me as correctly, he was of the opinion that it was mutter, that there was no problem to drink the water. And then he said, "And yoser miza, for those people who are makbid and hold incorrectly from his perspective that one needs to filter the water, if you filter it on Shabbos, you'll be over in Isur D'oraisa." Why? Because of the above logic. If the water was not drinkable for you, and you filter it, so then in such a case you're over the Isur. If the water, Ziri taught us, if the water or wine was drinkable, then one would not be over the Isur. So this is the bottom line. It really depends on whether you're an individual that would drink it without filtering, and whether Rove, or at least it's normal for many people to drink the water without filtering, then in such a case, to filter would not be a problem at all. I'd like to add that there is one exception. If the water is very, very murky, and the filtering aids in terms of the murky water, there is room to be machmir in such a case. I made reference to the opinion of the Bach. The Gemara already spoke about mayim akurim, and therefore, and the Mechaber mentions this, v'im heim akurim, so then in such a case, it will be prohibited to do it. There are some exceptions, but as a rule of thumb, this heter of using a water filter, all types of water filters, would not apply to very murky water. Specifics in those particular cases should be presented to a Morah Hora. This concludes the halachas from the Daily Daf, the halachas of filtering water on Shabbos.